Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
Today is the Q&A that followed the message on James 5:16, and there were only two questions. Number one, how do you bring the other person to be willing to confess after you confess to them? And number two, is it okay to confess through a letter rather than face to face?
Okay, so if you want it to be a mutual confessing, like you want to confess, but you would also like them to confess, how do you bring that about? Generally, I would just say, you set the example. So you just confess, and sometimes that might be a while before they catch on, like years sometimes. But there are some helpful things that I remember reading in that book, The Peacemaker, about how to do that, just ways that you can word it, you know, that you can ask them without being offensive. Is there something that you feel like you need to, that you contributed to this, you know? And I like the way they did it in the book. I don't remember it off the top of my head. I just remember thinking it was helpful. But the main thing isn't for them to confess. The main thing is for us to confess. Yeah, the question is, if I have a tough time verbalizing things, but if I write it down, it's a lot more clear and it's better, then is it okay to write it out and then just give them that letter to read instead of always having to do it? Sure. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people who just have this aversion to written communication. They say everything has to be verbal. And I don't know how they deal with this, that this is the way God talked to us and written. So I think written communication is okay.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, get our free mobile app. Install the Church One app from the Play Store and select Food for Your Soul.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.